Section 9. Other restrictions, violations and penalties. A. Restrictions. The MVA is authorized to impose certain restrictions on a driver's license to ensure the safe driving of a motor vehicle by the licensee. Operating a motor vehicle in violation of restriction is a serious offense and could result in the withdrawal of the driving privilege. Additional restrictions can also be imposed based on your licensing status. Graduated license holders under 18 years of age are subject to the following additional driving restrictions. Seatbelt restriction. Provisional license holders are prohibited from operating a motor vehicle if the driver and each passenger are not restrained by a seatbelt or child safety seat regardless of age or seating position. Passenger restriction. Provisional license holders, during the first 5 months, 151 days, of the provisional period, are not allowed to have passengers under the age of 18, unless accompanied by a qualified supervising driver or the passengers are direct family members. Direct family members can be a spouse, daughter, son, stepdaughter, stepson, sister, brother, stepsister, or stepbrother of the provisional license holder or a relative of the license holder who lives at the same address. Nighttime restriction. Provisional license holders are allowed to drive unsupervised from 12 a.m. to 5 a.m. ONLY if the licensee is driving to, from or during the licensee's employment. Driving to or from an organized volunteer program. Driving to or from an official school activity, or driving to or from an opportunity to participate in an athletic event or related training session. Wireless device restriction. All provisional license and learner's permit holders are prohibited from using a wireless communication device, including a hands-free phone, while operating a motor vehicle, with the exception of a 911 emergency call. B. Notice to applicant, implied consent. In Maryland, any person who drives or attempts to drive a motor vehicle on a highway or on any private property used by the public in general, consents to take a test to determine alcohol concentration or a test to determine the concentration of a drug or controlled dangerous substance. A police officer, who has reasonable grounds to believe that an individual is driving while impaired by drugs, alcohol, or a controlled substance, may have a drug recognition expert request that person to submit to a blood test. A person may not be compelled to take a drug or alcohol test. However, if upon receipt of a certified statement from a police officer that a test was refused, the MVA will impose the suspension period for a test refusal. The MVA will suspend the license of any driver who submits to the test and is determined to have a test result of 0.08% alcohol concentration or higher. C. Obtaining a false or forged identification card, driver's license or learner's instructional permit. The law states that if you attempt to secure a false or fraudulent identification card, learner's instructional permit or driver's license, you may be subject to a fine and or imprisonment under federal and state law. It is a violation of the law to misrepresent your age to purchase, possess or acquire alcoholic beverages. In addition to the above penalties, your driver's license may be suspended. D. Administrative actions. The MVA may suspend, revoke, refuse or cancel a license for violations of motor vehicle laws. The MVA will send a notice to the individual's address of record to advise of a proposed administrative action, the reason the action is being taken, and what steps the individual may take to either have the action modified or not imposed. In most cases, an administrative hearing may be requested to show cause why the administrative action should not occur. Maryland motor vehicle law requires the surrender of any license, which is suspended, revoked, refused or canceled. Credit for the term of the suspension, revocation, or period of restriction will begin only after the license is received by the MVA. 1. Suspension of driver's license. The suspension of a Maryland driver's license is the temporary withdrawal of the privilege to operate a motor vehicle. In some cases, the MVA may determine to grant the individual a restricted driver's license. The restricted license allows the individual to operate a motor vehicle only for a specific purpose, for example, employment and educational purposes. 2. Revocation of driver's license. The revocation of a Maryland driver's license is the withdrawal of the privilege to operate a motor vehicle until the MVA determines the individual can safely operate a motor vehicle again. Unlike the suspension period that ends at a specified time, a revocation has a minimum waiting period to apply and is subject to denial by the MVA. 3. Cancellation of driver's license. A canceled driver's license means that the driving privilege is terminated. The MVA may cancel a driver's license if it is determined that the licensee was not entitled to be issued the license, failed to give required or correct information on the license application, or committed fraud in making application or obtaining the license. A parent can also request the cancellation of the driver's license of a minor child. Listen Section 2, F. E. Sanctions. Provisional licensees must hold a valid provisional license for an assigned conviction-free period before becoming eligible for full license status. Convictions or probation before judgment, PBJ, for moving violations while holding a provisional license will require the completion of a driver improvement program and/or a suspension or revocation of the driver's license followed by the imposition of an employment and education-only restriction on the driver's license. If the licensee is under 18 years of age and receives a moving violation with a provisional license, then becomes convicted of or granted probation before judgment for the violation, the following sanctions apply. The first offense requires the licensee to complete a driver improvement program. A second offense will result in a 30-day suspension of the driver's license privilege followed by an employment and education-only restriction for a period of 90 days. A third offense will result in a 180-day suspension of the driver's license privilege, require attendance at a driver improvement program designed for young drivers, and imposition of an employment and education-only restriction for a period of 180 days. A fourth or subsequent offense will result in the revocation of the driver's license privilege and will require all licensing tests to be successfully passed when reinstated. If the provisional license holder is 18 years of age or older and receives a moving violation with a provisional license, then becomes convicted of or granted a probation before judgment for the violation, the following sanctions apply. The first offense requires the licensee to complete a driver improvement program. A second offense will result in a 30-day suspension of the driver's license privilege. A third or subsequent offense will result in up to a 180-day suspension or revocation of the driver's license privilege. The above sanctions will be imposed in addition to any of the sanctions that apply as a result of the conviction. Also, each conviction or probation before judgment for a moving violation offense will automatically require the licensee to begin a new 18-month conviction-free period. F. Use of disability parking spaces, license plates and placards. Substantial fines may be imposed for the illegal use or abuse of disability parking spaces and disability license plates and placards. Citations may be issued for the following violations. Parking in disability parking spaces unless you have a disability license plate or placard issued by the MVA and the person who qualified for the privilege is either operating or being transported in the vehicle. Parking in front of or blocking any part of a curb cut, even if you have a disability license plate or placard. Parking on any part of an access aisle next to a disability parking space, even if you have a disability license plate or placard. Using a disability placard after its expiration date. Using a disability license plate or placard, without the person with the disability present and being transported, and without proper identification. Any fraud or misrepresentation when applying for a disability license plate or placard. Additional information regarding disability parking may be obtained by visiting the MVA website.